Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network command team.
Today, I really just wanted to talk about something that honestly isn't talked about enough in the mill spouse community, and I feel like it's lacking not only conversation, but also just resources for everyone for loss or grief. I am 0% an expert in this area, but because of my shortcomings, because I'm not an expert, you know, I've had to do research and I've had to look into it. And so today I just kind of wanted to share with you all some of the things that I found through my research. Recently, in the past few months, I've just been dealing with a lot of loss in my life. I've had multiple cousins pass away back to back, and then recently I lost a coworker to cancer, and then just a few days ago I found out that a coworker and friend that I had been close to and then drifted apart from was actually murdered. So dealing with those things, you know, it may not be someone that I was in contact with every single day, but their deaths, all of them just coming within the last 3 months, you know, hit me like a ton of bricks. And I was concerned because those emotions, they're not something that I'm familiar with. I've been dealing with a lot of loss throughout my whole entire life. I don't have any grandparents left. My younger sister died when I was 2 years old. You know, I've just been dealing with loss throughout my entire life. And so for these losses to come back to back and hit me so hard, I couldn't really figure out why. It just seemed like there was an overwhelming amount of like dark clouds just constantly over me, weighing me down and just making me feel sad. And so because of that, I wanted to reach out for guidance to find, you know, what was causing this and, you know, how to get better, because the clouds, again, they're just weighing down on me and it's exhausting. And so in that process, I found out that it was easy for me to deal with loss my whole life because I wasn't actually dealing with it. I was suppressing those feelings and I wasn't allowing myself to be sad because, you know, I would think to myself, that's not what they would have wanted, or, you know, it's silly to feel this way when this person has been gone for, you know, a year or 2 years now. I found out that that's pretty much all of the wrong things to do. And so I just kind of wanted to share some of the things that I learned, and hopefully that it will help some of you, if not now, in your time of need, if it comes up for you. It's going to be 6 things. Yes, Camille, 6 years and you still miss your husband. I completely understand. I haven't had my husband pass away, but my stepmom did pass away a little over 2 years ago. And every time I drive home to like my dad's house, I get an overwhelming emotion when I get within miles because I know it's just going to be my dad there. You know, she's not going to be there. And so I completely understand. It's not something that's easy to talk about, but it's also not something that's easy, you know, to forget. So I really appreciate you sharing that with me today. So the first thing about dealing with grief and loss is understanding that it is like a snowflake. Everyone deals with it in a different way. Your emotions, your feelings are not going to be the same as someone else, right? You may be dealing with something that, you know, overwhelmingly makes you want to, you know, cry every day or every time you hear a song or every time that you watch a movie. that you used to watch together. But for someone else, that may bring them comfort. Playing that song, listening to, you know, the music that you guys used to dance to together. So just know that your emotions are valid. They're no one else's emotions. Only you can feel them. And you can grieve in whatever way feels best for you, whatever helps you get through the day. So the second thing is that you need to acknowledge your pain and your feelings. As a military spouse, we sometimes feel like we need to put on our resiliency suit of armor and deal with things with our heart of steel. But you're still a human. You can't stay strong for everyone else and be strong for yourself. To be strong, you have to take care of yourself. And that means crying, being upset, missing them, wishing they were still here, going through all of those stages of grief. A lot of times, I know personally for myself, I will think, well, you know, I gotta be strong for everybody else. I have to, you know, I can't show them that I'm sad. I can't cry because then everyone else is going to cry. That's okay. You know, it's okay to cry. It's okay to be sad, because if you just hold those feelings in, someday it's going to come out like a volcano and it's going to hit you when you least expect it. And you are just going to lose all of those emotions all at once. And sometimes that can be really overwhelming. So, you know, just be acknowledging of, you know, your feelings at the time that they're happening, because pushing them down or, you know, saying, you know, I don't have time, you know, for this right now, is just going to come back later, full force and probably even stronger. To add to that suit of resiliency and that heart of steel that can't be hurt, be gentle with yourself, right? Don't be mad at yourself for being upset or, you know, because those feelings are coming up, or, you know, try to tell yourself that you're overreacting. This is your body. These are your feelings. If you feel those feelings, you know, ride that wave, let it happen. Listen to that song, miss that person, remember them. Right? Sometimes that's my next point. Just acknowledgement and remembering can help with those emotions, or possibly even those emotions out over, you know, a period of time. If you, I'm going to use the example I used before, have a song that you guys listen to and, you know, used to dance to it, used to party in the car, you know, whatever that looks like, playing that song, remembering those good times, acknowledging that that person existed and was a part of your life, can also help deal with those emotions, because you are remembering them in a positive light. You're remembering them, you know, jamming out, laughing, just doing all the crazy fun things that you used to do. And so sometimes acknowledging and remembering and having those endorphins and those feelings coming back of the good time can help suppress the negative energy that's coming from missing them. So the fifth point is something that I spoke about earlier when Camille commented. Understand that the pain doesn't go away. You don't just, you know, wake up one day and you don't miss him anymore. It's going to be there, but you're going to learn how to deal with it. You're going to, you know, take these steps and you're going to do whatever it takes to make it through the day. So singing the song, remembering the happy moments, crying a little bit because you miss them, but then moving on because you've gone through those steps of, you know, okay, this is it. I miss this person. I wish that they were still here. This was our favorite song. I wish that they could jam out with me right now. But now I need to do this, right? Give yourself that 5 minutes. Understand that what you're feeling is valid, that pain, it doesn't go away. You just learn how to deal with it and you learn how to cope with it. And then the last thing is that if the pain or the grief is too much and you feel like these steps are not going to help you get through this, and you just want to shove those into the deepest part of your brain, and you just feel like it's too much to bear, get outside help. I know as military spouses, you know, we may be living thousands of miles away in a different country than our family and our loved ones. And so sometimes that support may not be there. We may not have that person that we can go to, that we can cry to, that, you know, we can reminisce on those memories with. And so if you need help, it is out there. The military community has an overwhelmingly amount of resources available to help you deal with grief. There's going to be some comments that are going to be added in the links below about some of the resources that are available for you. We have Unquiet Professional Family Support Link. We have Military Support After Death through MilitaryOneSource.mil. Wreaths Across America, set to honor military veterans. And then we also have a couple of blogs that were written for Army Wife Network specifically. So loss and grief, and then giving yourself permission. Giving yourself permission was written by our owner commander, Dr. Sharita Knobloch. And it just talks about, you know, some of the things that I hit on in my points. Sometimes we have to give ourselves permission to feel feelings, right? We need to let go and just feel those feelings full force, you know, just so that we're not suppressing them and they come back later. So those are all really great resources. Also, if you're religious, you know, you can reach out to your church and see if there's anything counseling-wise. And then there's also grief support groups in, you know, almost every city, because you're not going through this alone. Unfortunately, we have all had to deal with grief. It isn't easy. You know, it's definitely one of the hardest things to talk about, because there is a hole in you where a person used to exist. And so it's okay to be sad. It's okay to remember them. It's okay to have feelings. And it's okay if you can't go through it alone. If you need help, reach out. If you need help finding resources, that's what we are here for. You know, we can do research in your community. We can find everything that we can in order to help you. Just let us know if there is anything that you need from us. And so I hope that this isn't too much of a damper on your guys' day, because again, I know it's something that's not easy to talk about. Your feelings are valid, and I hope that you all have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. Inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to ArmyWifeNetwork.com to connect with all of our engaging resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.